Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
If you missed it, Dan Campbell this morning confirming to us that New York weighed in and told them to review the opening drive touchdown. Proof that the NFL favored the Kansas City Chiefs, broke protocol to the benefit of the Kansas City Chiefs in a gotta-have-it spot. So, we'll ask the question. Do you question the authenticity of what you're watching? Do you believe that the NFL plays favorites? 248-539-9797. That there may actually be lizard people and Taylor Swift weighing in on this stuff. Look, I load the conspiracy theory stuff because the Lions ultimately lost by 13, but I'm not going to deny what we just had confirmed today. The NFL broke protocol.
Well, it especially when in the pool report, when you have one of the officials that is speaking and answering questions about everything that happens in the game. That's why they make them available. So you can ask these questions. And he says, no, we did not have help.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's get to the people. Let's get to Wood. Your name's Wood? Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
So I don't want to come off too aggressive and angry, but John played in the NFL. For a team not to have one penalty, that's not a conspiracy, that's a fact. For the call to be made 3 minutes, 2 minutes after the fact on the touchdown, when it wasn't even a penalty, that's not a conspiracy, that's a fact. So we're talking facts, not conspiracy. So there is a situation with the cause and the Kansas City, Taylor Swift. They want her to be a part of this game because she bring a lot of female fans to the game. That's a fact. That's not a conspiracy. They want that. That's why they play these games overseas. They want more attention on the league. That's a fact. That's not a conspiracy. So certain things are controlled. John, you played in the NFL. How many games have you played in where a team didn't have one penalty? If you go back and watch that Lions-Kansas City game, how many penalties do you think you're going to actually see on the Kansas City Chiefs? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, well, you could call a penalty on every single play. I mean, that's just the facts. There's always going to be something on nearly every single play, but it is so. And having said that, it is highly unlikely that you go through 60 minutes of football, offense, defense, special teams, where there's no penalty. And let's even go back to the end of the game, which is what set off Brian Branch. He is standing in the open field. There is no one around him. Now, he's not where the ball is, but as we learned also in the pool report, there are officials that have eyes on different parts of the field. Which official had eyes on that part of the field to where Brian Branch is standing there and gets depleted from behind by Juju Smith-Schuster? And now, I'm not going to justify what Brian Branch did, but that was a clear an obvious miss.
Well, and they could have even just thrown the Lions a bone, a token penalty at the end of the game. It wouldn't have changed the game. They didn't even call it, though.
No.
Okay, some of these responses. I know, Tom, you got something to say, too. Go ahead.
I was just going
to
say, preferential treatment is not new to sports. Superstars get calls. Good teams, like the Bulls back in the day with Jordan, they got to live a different life.
And if you breathe on Patrick Mahomes, we all know that's going to be a penalty.
But right.
This is the team, not just an individual.
Exactly. And the thing here is that I brought up the Bulls. Replay wasn't in sports back then, mm-hmm. really. And that's the danger here, is if they're overturning or making up things along the way, and just in New York, and it's a, you don't get to see the person, you don't get the explanation from them and all that stuff. That's the new part here, where it starts to get jaded. Somebody in the text brought up gambling is now legal in sports, and how that can shift things.
Allegedly, I mean, there's a huge bet on Goff to score the first touchdown of the game.
Yep.
I mean, stuff like that ends up coming out.
Complaining about this. I'm not either. I'm not a referee blamer. Hey, there was other chances to win the game, and right. I kind of still think that here, but this looks bad for the NFL. Like, they have to respond to this,
well,
don't they?
That's what a text says. Shouldn't the NFL have to respond to this accusation? Another one says, I wonder if the league will reinstate Branch as some sort of apology after being exposed. That's from a lady in a car.
Okay, so if he's not suspended, would you accept the NFL not responding to this?
No.
And just read between the lines. It's wink, wink, nod, nod.
Okay, but it's still there. It's still bigger than that, because if you're going to a game with the Kansas City Chiefs, you're thinking, not only do I have to come up with a game plan that beats a talented team and an offensive mind in Andy Reid and Spagnuolo on defense, I also have to come up with a game plan and a performance that outperforms the officials.
And just one other thing here with Mahomes and calls and things like that is, I'm convinced I've seen Patrick Mahomes commit taunting before. The Lions have been flagged for taunting things, and Mahomes has gone farther than him, and he doesn't get it.
Right.
You want an even playing field. I get it. I just hate the taunting penalties in general. I'm never going to campaign for guys to get penalized for taunting. Like, make a big play, celebrate, have a good time. It's sports. Ticket Tech says, I wonder, you guys may have cracked a pretty big story with this.
Well, and here's the other thing is okay, you look at, and the Chiefs were 2-3. So it's obviously not effective in every single game. They've got to pick and choose. But the thought going into this game was, well, will the NFL really allow the Chiefs to be 2-4? Obviously not. No.
The cover-up is worse than the crime. Kevin in Okemos. Let's get to the people on this. Eric in Oxford, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have kind of drove me nuts all week with, you know, your take that the refs didn't cost this this game for us. There's a potential 18-point swing in this game because of the refs. 2 7-point drives for the Chiefs and the 4 points taken off the board in the first drive. And the announcers even said during that drive when they scored the touchdown, this place is silent. I mean, they killed the fans there. They would have killed the momentum of the game. And now what if this game, you know, further down the line is a game that possibly keeps the Chiefs out or puts them in a wild card spot, where we don't have to face them later on in the year. It's more than that. And you guys all week, oh, well, the refs didn't cost us the game. Yes, they did.
I still don't think they did.
Campbell, well, you're wrong. Then Campbell comes out this morning and says what he says about the refs and the officiating and the calls from New York. This is the stuff that Lions fans have been griping for years. Now we got to watch every game anticipating some gray area rule that's going to come out and screw us over again, and we have
to Eric, let me just let me put this, because I know the history and I know the calls and I know people have 5 to 10 they could rattle off the top of their head. We haven't had many of those in the last 3 to 4 years, because even if a call goes against you, you find ways to win because you're a damn good football team. The Lions on Sunday night were not a damn good football team. Mm-hmm. They were held to 17 points, 7 in the second half. Their offense was not good enough, and their defense couldn't get off the field. I mean, more than one thing can be true. The league could have played favorites, and Detroit didn't play well enough to win that football game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, I mean, yeah, they didn't play well enough to win the football game, but if you score on the opening drive, it changes everything that happens after that.
No argument.
So you can't necessarily say that the officiating didn't impact this game or didn't cost them this game.
Those are two different things. Impact, fine. Cost, not willing to go there when you lose by 13.
Okay, but if you score seven off the bat.
So it's a four-point swing.
It's a four-point swing.
You lose by nine. It's still a two-possession game late.
If everything goes the same, but everything changes and you just heard it, like it was silent in that stadium at Arrowhead when they scored that touchdown. Now all of a sudden it changes every decision that coaches make. It may have even changed the play call that Andre Reed would have come out with the first play of their drive. I don't know. There's no way to know how much it would have impacted the game because this was the opening drive. Can you imagine being that better? That had the Goff first touchdown, and then you hear this?
You'd be livid. And I'm not scolding anybody who feels cheated today. I maybe if I came across that way on Monday, I'm not going to scold you today. I mean, what Dan Campbell told us is damning. An official told him New York weighed in after the officials told us New York didn't weigh in.
Right.
Trying to cover their own ass after they favored the Chiefs, swooped in, bent the rules, bent the protocol, and favored Kansas City. You have every right to question this right now. 248-539-9797. I see the bank of calls. We'll get them right away. Coming up next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.